Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Malfunction Junction. This is Andrew. This is probably the first time you're seeing me, unless you've seen me before. We are announcing some differences here today. This has been one of the most hectic, depressing, and bizarre weeks of my life. I would go into detail, but that would be unwise of me to do at the moment. In other news, though, I am almost finished moving. Got to get some stuff out of the old place. And we've got a new studio. This is our new studio. I will eventually do a larger tour of it. It's not very big, but it'll work. And we're getting done with some stuff. We're going to sound treat it. We're going to figure some things out with it, the camera placement, all that sort of jazz. This episode is mainly meant to be just sort of an announcement episode. We are in the middle of a transitionary period here. I won't go too much into detail here, but just announcements related to Crucible Media, our parent company here at Malfunction Junction. Number one, the newsletter. I've been promising that for a while. Life has been very hectic, to say the least, so I haven't been writing much, really, at all. I've gotten the time to write maybe 3 times over the past month, and I've, you know, done my best with that, but I need to publish it, and we're getting back to it, so I should have some stuff to publish soon. I'm also looking at options, though, an idea I had recently, of getting multiple writers and creatives together to form some sort of magazine, collaborative magazine type thing where we could all publish our work. And so if you're interested in that, I'm looking for writers, artists, photographers, poets, creatives in general. You show it, we like it, we'll print it. That's kind of the way I think of it at the moment. If you're someone who can help, can't help in that way, but you can help in others by donating, you can help. I wrote that terribly. If you are someone who can't help in that way, but you can help in others by... Take 3. If you are someone who cannot help in the creative aspect of things, you can help in others. One of those ways is by donating. You can donate. We'll have a Cash App link to the Crucible Media business account. Post in the link below. Other things that we're going into, other announcements as related to Crucible Media, podcast network. We are looking at options of forming partnerships with other podcasts under one network. At the very least, I will be doing more podcasts with various guests and co-hosts. We're going to try to expand some things under here, under Crucible Media as a whole, and see what happens with Malfunction Junction. I think we're going to continue to make it grow, and I think we're going to continue to make it better as things go on. Going on to another Crucible Media production, Night Cook. I've been getting asked a lot about this. It's not done yet. It's not going to be done for a while. And sorry. It's a lot of work, and I've been busy with a million other things, too. So I'm getting to it. We also, you know, definitely need more money to do that because I need to hire an editor, sound designs, I need to score it, and I can't do all that by myself. So if we could get some help doing that, I'll also post that link below. That is a separate link. That is a GoFundMe link. And anybody that can help out with that, please do. We could use all the help we can get with that. And a last little announcement here. We have a trauma battle scheduled. Stay tuned to find out more. We'll have more announced in that in the coming weeks as far as who it is, what to expect. But I will go ahead and give a rules update, which we've changed the rules of this a little bit. So the trauma battle rules, 3 trauma stories must be personal. You cannot have your cousin's trauma story. That doesn't count. The events, you can have, you know, multiple events, but they have to have occurred in the same day. So it's three different days that were, you know, the worst days of your life. You have 3 minutes to tell the story in terms of what happened, how it affected you, and where you are now. And we'll probably move around with that. Maybe you give some grace on that if it's a good story. And then we'll have three rounds. We'll have a 0 to 17 childhood round, an 18 to 26 young adulthood round, and a wild card round. That can be, you know, either, that can be anything. It doesn't matter when that happened to you. Scoring it. We will be scoring it a little bit differently. We are going to use the same category of points based on the old rubric, based on those points value. Probably make it a little different, maybe make it less subjective and more like, you know, 1 to 5 rather than like these are worth 2 or 3. If you watch the old ones, you'll understand. But we'll also be rating 1 to 5 on shock value, luck factor, humor and delivery, and then also the category. And you'll get your total points per round based on that. And then it's a 3-round thing so that one person will win at least 2 rounds. Right. Yeah, the winner will win at least 2 rounds. Winner can win 3 if we, you know, we're going to go all 3. But, you know, that's how we'll do it. And then at the final aspect of things, this is a new aspect of it. After each story, the opponent gets 30 seconds to roast or minimize that story. And that'll have its own point-based system, bonus points type thing. So those are the rules for Trauma Battle that we're going to be having, getting going shortly. I've got it scheduled. I've got, I believe the people still going. And we'll get there. We're going to do it. We've got it coming back. We promise. I promise. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to be recording interviews this week as for episodes go, regularly scheduled episodes. We're going to be recording interviews this week with 2 people who have overcome addiction to find success on the other side. We'll have more on who those people are in the coming week. I'm going to be recording those over this next week. And probably releasing them, well, I don't know yet, but definitely as one as a regular scheduled Monday episode. But also, I'm going to be continuing to experiment with a day of the week that release episodes on. Not really sure Monday's working. But I'm hoping to have more than one episode to release every week. So maybe we'll have, 2 next week. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that is really all I've got. I appreciate all who listen. Everybody out there that, even though it's not enormous, I appreciate everybody that does. And I'm excited to keep this going. It's fun, and it's a fulfilling thing to do. It's from the perspective of, like, I just get to have my voice out there. And even if it's, you know, in particular, my voice doesn't want to be heard right now, or at least by some other people, if you know what I mean, you do. That's okay. I'm going to keep talking. I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't really care what other people think. You can like me. You can not like me. That's on you. I'm going to just keep doing me. But until then, until I quit being me, I'll be here. Unless we move studios some other time. But yeah, that's really all I got. Thank you guys, and stay tuned. We got more coming. Thank you. Goodbye.